This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A conspiracy theorist has been ordered to pay nearly $1 billion for making false claims about the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A jury has decided that Alex Jones should pay $965 million to people who suffered from his false claim that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. This is the second big judgment against the InfoWars host over his promotion of the lie that the 2012 massacre never happened. A Texas jury in August awarded nearly $50 million to the parents of another slain child. The Connecticut trial featured tearful testimony from parents and siblings of the victims, who told how they were threatened and harassed for years by people who believed the lies told on Jones' show. I'm Mike Hempen.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump will have to sit for a deposition next week in a defamation lawsuit filed by a writer who says he raped her in the mid-1990s. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The judge's ruling rejects a request by former President Trump's lawyers that the planned testimony be delayed. The deposition is now scheduled for October 19th. The decision came in a lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll, a longtime advice columnist, who says Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store's dressing room. Trump has denied it. His lawyer says we look forward to establishing on the record that this case is and always has been entirely without merit. Carroll is scheduled to be deposed Friday. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. President Joe Biden traveled to the Midwest U.S. state of Colorado Wednesday at the start of a three-state swing through the American West. He's out to promote his record with less than a month to go before the crucial midterm election.